So what am I going to deliver this morning, this afternoon? It's not new. It's something that you have heard time and time again. But the reminders are good. The reminders are good. So tonight I want to look at the attitude of a Christian. The attitude of a Christian. What should the attitude of a Christian be when we are faced with issues, temptations, problems, difficulties, etc.? What should the Christian attitude be? Christ, who is our example, he maintained a perfect attitude in every situation while he was on earth. He prayed continuously and worried about nothing. He prayed continuously and worried about nothing. Jesus Christ is our example. We need to take a page from that book. He relied on his Father for guidance while he was on earth. We too need to rely on our Heavenly Father for guidance. We need to seek God's guidance for everything in our lives. In every aspect, and allow God to work out his perfect will in our lives. But guess what? Sometimes we play the fool and try to do it ourselves. We try to fix the issues, the problems, and all those things ourselves, not realizing that as Christians, we need to rely on God. We need to rely on God. Christ's attitude was never to become defensive unless it's to defend the gospel, the doctrine, to defend the church, his bride, even if his mission was under attack. But even so, he did not sin. He did not sin. When we encounter problems, difficulties, challenges in our lives, why we have to go down the path of sin to fix those problems? We need to take a page from Christ's book. He never get discouraged, even knowing that he had to face that cross. Never got discouraged. Can you imagine facing death penalty? How discouraged you'd be? How much pain and sorrow it will cause you? Christ didn't get discouraged. Listen to the passage in Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Philippians 2, verse 8.
And being found in the presence as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
So he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Amen.
And that was for us. That was for us. His goal was to please his Father rather than to achieve his own agenda.
Amen.
A lot of times we want to achieve our own agenda before pleasing the Father. We have it the wrong way around. Listen again to the passage in St. John 6, verse 38. St. John chapter 6, verse 38.
For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me.
So he came down from heaven, leaving all that splendor, leaving all that heavenly bliss, to come down to do his Father's will. His Father's will. Think of the hardest thing you have ever done in your life. What if you were to do it for God instead of yourself? Mm-hmm. Would you have done it? Why are we here? Why are we here? Are we here to do God's will? To worship him? To serve him? To glorify him? Yes. We are here to serve God.
Amen.
We are here to do his will. To live life pleasing and right in his sight. We are the church, his bride. In the midst of trial, Jesus Christ was patient. In the midst of suffering, he was hopeful. In the midst of blessing, he was humble. Even in the midst of ridicule, abuse, hostility, he made no threat. Jesus Christ is our example. We can do the same thing if we rely on him for strength. Remember, he left the Holy Ghost here to help us. Why aren't we not using that method, that personality, to help us in our Christian walk? Jesus Christ trusts God's judgment. He trusts God's judgment. By doing what Christ did, it allowed him to remain sinless. Sinless. When we do the opposite, it allows us to be sin. It allows us to sin. To be far away from God. A lot of times we carry things, carry situations, or even persons in our heart. That's not good. That's not good. Sometimes I wonder if our heart is so big to hold the entire problem in our lives. As Christians, we need to shed those problems and rely on Jesus Christ for strength, for guidance, for direction. This will impact our spiritual walk with Christ. If we bog down our life with all of these burdens, our spiritual walk with Him will be a problem. What do you think Matthew 5, 23 to 26 is saying? Matthew 5, 23 to 26.
Therefore, if you are suffering, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matter quickly with your adversary, who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny.
A lot of times we come to church with a lot of baggage, and we still partake in worship. We still take the communion. The scripture just says to leave your gift at the altar and go and fix the problem. Go and fix the problem. A lot of times we are heavy. Not like how I'm heavy, but a lot of times we are heavy. Because we have too much weight carrying around, too much problems carrying around, too much challenges carrying around, too much issues carrying around. We are not forgiving our brothers and sisters. What if God is to come right now? Will you be ready with all those issues, those problems carrying around? Will you? What do you understand from the passage in Matthew 22, verse 14? Matthew 22, verse 14.
For many are invited, but few are chosen.
The passage says many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Which side of the coin do you want to be on? Do you want to be among the few? Do you want to be left behind? Seek God. Allow Him to work in your life, and He will direct your path. Amen. Jesus Christ went to that cross for you and for me. Amen. He went to that cross so that we can have a better life. A lot of times we are causing ourselves more harm than good because we bog down our life with all of these baggages that we should be shedding. Don't you want to be like Paul? Paul says in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. Paul went through a lot. Paul says, I fought the good fight. I have finished the race. As old as some of us here, do you think you reach that stage in your life where you can repeat what Paul says? We need to respect God's word. We need to live by God's word. Throughout the pandemic, a lot of persons were scared. And quite rightly so, because it was a new virus. But guess what? If we had a sealed faith in Christ, if we were doing what Christ wants us to be doing, if we kept the faith, would we be worried about dying? Too many times we worry about death. A lot of times it's because our house is not in order. Our house is not in order. The temple of God is not in order. So we worry because we are not ready. Yeah. But we need to be ready. We don't know when he's coming. Yeah. He can come before I step down from here. Yeah. We need to be ready. What is our attitude towards the Word of God, the Bible? Are we studying God's Word? The Bible in 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. We need not to be ashamed. As long as we study, we will show ourselves approved unto God. But if we don't study, we can't show ourselves approved unto him. And rightly dividing his word, because we don't know how to dice it up. What is our attitude towards our parents? Ephesians 6, verse 2. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Can you read for me verse 3? Ephesians 6, verse 3.
So that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth.
Sometimes we wonder why our sons and daughters are dying before us, the parent. Because they have broke the promise. They are not treating their parents right. We need to examine ourselves. What is our attitude towards each other? As Christians, are we treating each other right? As Christians, are we happy to be with each other? Some years ago, I remember It could be Brother Mitchell. If we are not happy with each other now, unhurt, when we go to heaven and we see the same set of people, what are we going to do? Run back to hurt? We need to treat each other right. We need to treat each other right. Read from Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Matthew 7, verse 12.
So, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For in this sums up the law and the prophets.
So we need to treat each other right. Do unto others what you would want them to unto us. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are of the same spiritual Father. A lot of times we make the mistake and treat our biological family better than how we treat our brothers and sisters. Heard what I said? We make the mistake. What did Christ said while he was hanging on the cross to his disciple? It wasn't his biological mother. We need to treat each other right. Sometimes we will jokingly say things when deep down we are serious. We jokingly say things to each other when deep down we are serious. That is something we have to look out for. That's not nice. That can lead to sin. Listen now to Galatians 6, 9 to 10. Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10.
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
You heard the last part? Do good to all, especially those in the household of faith. Our brothers and sisters, especially to what is our attitude towards the church, spiritual things? How do we feel about each other? The love that we should have for each other, is it there? We are the church. We are Christ's bride. I remember back in Nova Scotia, brother, rightly so, he reminded us that we, even the male, are Christ's brides. Have you ever looked at it that way? Even us, the males, are Christ's bride. We are the church. We are Christ's bride. We need to love each other just as Christ loved us. He laid down his life for us. Do we put out the time and effort to spend with our brothers and sisters? The pandemic came, and it threw a lot of spikes in your tire. It disrupt a lot of our lives. We need to mend all of that. a lot of our members are not returning to the church. They get comfortable in that zone that the pandemic threw them in. We need to reach out. We need to enlighten them. We are our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. What is our attitude towards worship? Worship. Are we meeting as often as we should? Sometimes we meet for worship and our mind is all over the place. We need to focus on Jesus Christ. We need to give him that reverence that he deserves. He paid the price for your sin. He went to that cross and hung on that cross, that cruel death for you and me. Why can't we come and worship him? We should focus on Christ. Focus on Christ. Focus on his word. Use his word to strengthen us. Use his word to comfort us. Use his word to guide us, to give us that strength that we need to go through this life. Read for me, brother, Colossians 3, verse 1 to 4. Colossians 3, 1 to 4.
Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
Two. That's enough, brother. So we, a lot of times, we focus on the earthly things. Things that we can't carry to heaven. And we throw aside the spiritual things that will propel us to heaven. We need to put our priority at the right place. We need to. Are we focusing on faithfulness? Do we feel like it's a burden to meet? We need to be pure, whiter than snow. When you have a white piece of garment and a little stain run on it, is it pure? No. In order for you to be pure, it has to remain white. If you encourage sin in your life, no matter how big that sin is or how small, you are stained. You need to be pure. Whiter than snow. This is how Christ wants us to be. This is how Christ wants his bride to look like. The church. Listen to the passage in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews 10, 25.
Not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
A lot of times, we forsake the assembling. Currently, in my Sunday school class after the scenario with the brother, the fornication issue. I said to myself, I want to look at sin. So I take the approach of the ABC method. So I'm looking at sin from A to Z. Not forsaking the assembling is in there. It's a sin. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. The passage read, assembling. That is when we assemble together. All of us assemble together. Do not forsake that. We need to come out to worship Him. I remember during the pandemic, when we were on lockdown and we were doing lessons online, Bible studies online, you will have brothers and sisters lying down in their bed. We don't put out no effort to not even get out of the bed, not even to put on a proper garment, and we are happy with that. No. We live stream from our church, and person will stay at home and watch the live stream. And we will remind them that the live stream is not for you. It's for persons who can't make it because of ailment, or our visitors. Members are expected to be in church. Forsaking the assembling of ourselves together is a sin. We are to draw close, draw nigh to Him with the full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10:19. Full assurance of faith. We need to have that full assurance of our faith. Our belief system need to be checked. If we don't believe in Jesus Christ, if we don't believe in the Word, we are at a serious place in our life. Look now at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Timothy 4, 8.
For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come.
If you look at that verse from a different translation, the first part of that phrase read, for bodily exercise profit little. And when we go to the gym and we build those muscles and we keep our body fit and healthy, the Bible is saying profit little. But godliness is profitable unto all things. So godliness supersedes that physical exercise that you are doing. Always remember this saying. If your attitude is not right, it will impact on your altitude. If our attitude on earth is not right, it will affect our attitude going up. That is a fact. We all have sinned and come short of God's goodness. Romans 3, 23 to 24. We need to work on our attitude if we want to go to heaven. Our bad attitude can put a wall between us and God. Our bad attitude can put a wall between us and God. Let us change that right now. Let us change that today. Christians, Christ did it. We too can. We need to please our Heavenly Father. We need to live right. Amen. We need to keep our lives free from sin. Amen. This is what Christ did. This is what he wants us to do. Amen. He pleases his Father. Why can't we please our Heavenly Father? Yeah. Why can't we live right? Why can't we live a life of sinlessness? We need to ensure that we examine ourselves daily, because Jesus Christ went to prepare a place for all of us. Went to prepare a place for all of us. Remember, and I'm sure Brother Mitchell remind you guys from time to time, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. If you are not prepared, you will not make it to heaven. Yeah. We need to be prepared. We need to ensure that we are doing what God wants us to do. We need to live right in God's sight. Yeah. And try every day to sin less. Sin less. That is how we remain pure, or be pure as white as snow. That is how God is going to accept us. If we have any spot, like polka dot, he will not accept us. We need to be as white as snow. If you are here, not a member of the church, you can give your life to Christ right now. If you are here as a Christian and you have grown unfaithful, you can recommit your life to him before it's too late. The Bible said this is going to come like a thief in the night. All of us will be surprised on his return. But it's better to be surprised and ready than to be surprised and not be ready. Do the right thing before it's too late. Thank you.